It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Hey, you mentioned off air, Jamie.
Yeah.
That you had to quit buying from ads.
For what?
You said you had to quit buying from ads that you're seeing.
Dude, I have a real problem. Okay. No, I'm not even kidding. It's bad. It's right. It's really, really, really bad. So, you know how a long, long time ago, Home Shopping Network came on TV, right?
Yeah.
And we'd sit there and we'd like watch Suzanne Summers and she'd be like, you gotta get this. And you're like, oh, that's cute, Suzanne. But it made it too hard, right? Because you'd have to call in the number and then get them.
But it was a big deal.
It was a big deal.
Yeah.
I remember my mom just shopping, you know, sitting there and I was like, whoa, mom, you should get it. And then we're like, oh, it's too hard. You gotta call. You gotta give them your credit card number, all that stuff. Well, they have this thing that's brand new. It's called Apple Pay.
One click.
And it will destroy you. So yesterday I made a vow because now why I bring up Home Shopping Network is because basically on my feed, no matter what it is, no matter if it's X, no matter if it's Facebook, Instagram, it doesn't matter, whatever. I'm bombarded, even in Reels, where I like to go into Reels and I watch them, then an ad pops up. And it's Home Shopping Network again, but only it's in a beautiful little 10-second package that you believe in. For example, I need to have my water alkalined. I need alkaline water and hydrogenated or whatever. So I bought this thing that you push a button for 10 seconds, and I think it puts like hydrogen in your water. I don't know what it puts in your water. It puts something in your water.
I think I've seen that, though.
Yeah.
I think I've gotten that ad.
I bought it.
Okay.
I haven't used it yet.
Yeah, but still.
Joe Rogan said you got to.
And so
I said, okay, Joe, I'll do it. And then there's this NAD stuff and NMN stuff. And Joe Rogan's like, Jamie, you got to buy this. And I was like, okay, Joe. So I bought the set of NMN and NDB and whatever.
The NAD is really popular right now.
Really popular. Yeah, really it's popular. On every ad. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I got to get myself some.
So then the reason why I just stopped is I bought $130 fruit strainer.
What?
Yeah. That's when
like a juicer?
No, not that. What's cool.
A strainer.
Like a colander. It's $130.
Yeah, you can get that at King Soopers.
Yeah.
For like $2.
Well,
no, this one's special.
This one is amazing. And it what it does, it has some light therapy or something for your vegetables. And it kills all the bacteria and takes off all the pesticide with its light therapy. You just put all your food in there and push a button. The light goes beep. All of a sudden, boom, no pesticides.
Sanitary vegetables.
Yeah, I haven't received it yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
I like how you decided to clean the pesticides off after your kid leaves.
Well,
probably should have done this 17 years ago.
No, you know what I used to do it as a pain in the butt is I squeeze lemon all over it.
Yeah.
All over the fruit.
Oh,
that's how I used to do it.
Everything.
Yeah.
So. They do make it so easy, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you an example. So a couple of nights ago, last Thursday, I was going to buy something, okay? And I'm on eBay. I went to eBay to buy it. And I purchased this. And then I had to go search because it happened so quick. It's like, order's been placed.
Yeah.
It happened so quick. I had to go searching to find out where it was charged to.
And what you bought?
Yeah. Well, no, I knew what I'd bought, but I didn't know what card. The phone had approved it, but it didn't tell me where I approved it, you know? Did I buy it from PayPal? Did I buy it from my bank account? Did I do it from a credit card? I don't even know where I bought this thing from. But they make it so easy now.
So easy.
All you got to do is click a button.
Well, my newest obsession is, I'm just so embarrassed, is Muesli.
What is Muesli?
It's stuff for your face.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm really into Muesli now.
Yeah?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, like, if you have a little dark spot or anything, like they make this stuff. Everybody, all the testimonies say it really works. So,
yeah.
I bought some Muesli yesterday, and even though I promised myself no more.
Yeah.
But then the Muesli had some other stuff for, like, your
turkey neck.
Your décolleté, or you could call it that.
Turkey neck.
Décolleté.
No, turkey neck.
And so I bought that, and that was, like, $150.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And if you subscribe to them, then it's only $79.
Yeah, you get like 20% off.
Yeah, but if you only one time purchase, $130. So, I subscribed.
You don't even have the turkey neck.
No, I know, not yet, but
you gotta prevent it.
But because Muesli says I need to do preventative maintenance.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
right. It's all about prevention.
Man, seems like you're all set.
Yeah. I'm good. I'm just, all I do is blow through money, BJ. It's my kids in college.
I know.
No, it's just dumb. It's Saturday morning. I accidentally woke up at 4 a.m. What do? You get on your phone. You start looking at reels. And then you watch Joe Rogan tell you what to buy. And then you buy it because you're like, Joe Rogan's cool.
Jamie, it's gotten so bad at my house. And my wife, I mean, she orders and orders and orders. Just like you. I can literally be standing outside. And if I see that UPS truck, if I see an Amazon truck coming up the road, I know where they're headed. I don't even have to second guess.
Yeah.
They're coming to my house. I'm ready to accept it because I know exactly where they're headed.
This is the downfall of America right here. It is. Well, listen, we're all overspending. We're also doing that pay later crap.
Yep.
We're in debt to our eyeballs because everybody picks the pay later thing.
Yeah.
It's so convenient.
Right?
Yeah.
And then we get all this crap. I mean, literally Chinese crap.
I do get how all these brick and mortar stores are going out of business, though.
Yeah.
I mean, your Big Lots and all this, all these little stores. And
because I'm shopping at 4 a.m. That's why.
Nobody's getting off their couch and going anywhere,
exactly.
Man. We're all doing it. And this Christmas is going to be exactly the same thing. Everything's going to be done online.
Mm-hmm. Do you know I've actually bought the same shirt 3 times from Amazon and didn't even realize it? Till I organize my closet.
Really?
Yeah, that's a problem.
They all 3 have the tags on them, and they're all 3 the same.
I told you what my wife does. She'll order 3 different sizes of the same shirt or boots, whatever, just to see which one fits and send the others back.
I don't return anything.
Bree does it all the time.
It's like what?
Like different outfits, all same sizes she'll try on and keep the ones that she likes.
I have intentions of returning stuff.
Yeah.
But they're just in the garage.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's a free app, and you can get the podcast there later on today. I just saw where Target, because we were talking about shopping and online, Target CEO just said that it's going to be a grim Christmas, that a lot of people don't have money, not going to be spending the way that we used to spend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I know. I want gifts.
You know, but just based on going to the grocery store yesterday, because I don't usually like go to the grocery store. I eat out a lot, but I went yesterday. I'm like, because I'm going to eat healthy now. Don't even get me started. Anyway, but I went yesterday and I'm like, God, it's expensive.
It is expensive.
So crazy. Yeah. I only have just me to buy for. It's not even my kid anymore. Yeah. And I was like, damn.
So that means when we do presents for each other in here, then we're going to have to reset the limit to like $10.
Okay.
Okay.
Because we're all broke.
That works
exactly.
I'm totally about that.
Yeah, we're fine. That would be great.
I gotta tell you, I love the fact that the holiday season is about to start. I really do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You're
yes,
not
I
even do. Involved in it. You sat on your ass and watched football for 10 hours, and you haven't decorated at all for Halloween, and you have a little guy.
It, that's man. Exactly why I love it.
Why?
Football.
Oh,
football.
Football is not holidays.
Yes, it is. It really cranks up. You get to the playoffs and everything else. But we have Halloween coming up next week. Then quickly we'll get into Thanksgiving. And then Christmas is here before you know it.
I was looking at the World Series because I'm a Dodgers fan.
Really? You're a Dodgers fan?
I like the Dodgers.
You can't like the Dodgers if you are in Colorado.
Why not?
We hate the Dodgers.
I like the Dodgers.
No, it's just like football. If you're a Bronco fan, you hate Kansas City. You hate the Chiefs, okay? We have a team that we hate in baseball.
I don't play by the rules.
And that baseball team is the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Well, I love the Dodgers. I'm a Dodgers fan. So listen, anyway, because you know why? Because they do their wieners bet. All wieners in L.A., in California, are better than all the wieners in Colorado. Trust me on that one.
Really?
All the ones I've tried, the California wieners taste way better than the Colorado wieners.
Gotcha.
Trust me.
Well, I mean, you're a wiener expert.
I am. And the California ones are far better.
Why?
So many reasons.
Really? Just name one.
They're longer. The Dodger dog is longer. Oh.
The Dodger dog?
Yeah, it's longer.
I've never had one. Been to Dodger.
It's about this long.
Really?
Yeah.
A foot long?
Yeah, it's pretty long.
Ooh, that's a big
one. And they also lock up their onions. Yeah. So you don't have the big vat of gross onions.
Oh, the cesspool vat.
Yeah, it's got a crank on it and it just comes out.
That is nice.
Yeah.
I will say throughout baseball, they are known for the hot dog. They really are. The Dodger dog is supposedly, I've never had one.
Delicious.
The best there is in ballparks.
Anyway, okay. The reason why I bring it up is because they were talking about the prices of the tickets because the World Series has been named, right? And it's the Dodgers take on somebody in New York.
Yankees.
Right. And so the cheapest ticket that you can buy right now to see the Dodgers play in Los Angeles is $1,100 at the very tippity top. Wow. $1,100. The most expensive is behind home plate in the clubhouse, and that's $37,500 on StubHub.
Oh, wow.
$37,500 for one ticket.
Wow.
On StubHub.
Oh, my God.
I know.
This is Taylor Swift stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
$37,500.
Wow.
And that's the first game, the one that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah, if they get to a game seven or six, something like that.
It's going
to
get nuts.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. But you got so much money out there, you know?
That's true.
And these Dodger tickets, you got to figure, they're probably one of the highest priced, them and the Yankees both, probably the highest priced tickets in the league, even during the season.
I buy stupid stuff, but $74,000 for two tickets to the first game, that just seems...
Yeah.
I think you have to be a Saudi prince or something.
Yeah, well, or a movie executive out there.
Elon Musk.
You can do it that way, too.
Crazy.
All right, the World Series, I think, starts on Friday in Los Angeles, right?
Yep.
I think so. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Monday. Rain.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
happening out there.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Now, I'm a little confused by this. Now, I know because we saw Dan DeRue from Fox 31 down there at Union Station today. What exactly is the big train?
Big boy.
It's called Big Boy?
Yeah, it's called the Big Boy.
Like Shoney's Big Boy?
Yeah, it's a big boy train.
Like that kid outside with a hamburger?
Yeah, the Big Boy train. It is really? Called that, yeah.
So it's super
it's
large?
It's a million pounds.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And it's in town.
It is in town. I don't know what's going on, but it's in town. Somebody said you could buy tickets on it for like $500. I don't know if that's true.
So you can actually ride it, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
It runs?
It's a Union Pacific train. Yeah.
I'm confused.
Okay.
Is it an engine?
Steam
that's
engine.
Super
yes.
big?
Super big.
Yeah.
That's why they call it Big Boy. Haven't you seen it?
No.
It's gigantic.
It is massive.
To me, it looks like it would bend all the rails, but...
So, the cars that it pulls...
Are normal.
Are normal.
Yeah.
So, it really stands out then.
It's gigantic.
And you can buy tickets to be in the Big Boy?
No, I think like in the cars behind it. Yeah,
and they're normal size, though, right?
Right. But still being pulled by Big Boy. I don't know. I have this weird desire to like stand up by a railroad track and watch it go by. And I don't know why, but I do. I really... I want to do this.
So, Spadil, are you looking up Big Boy?
I am.
All right. So, how long, where at, I mean, Union Station, I guess, but what's going on with Big Boy?
All right. So, it looks like at 9 a.m., it's going to depart from Kansas to Denver. That's today. And then it'll get to Stroudsburg by 3:45.
Oh, so it's not down there yet?
No. It's coming here.
Oh, it's coming.
Yeah.
All right.
Big Boy's on the way.
And then 4:15, it departs to a private Union Pacific employee event in Denver that will happen on Tuesday. Then Wednesday, it'll depart from Denver at 9 a.m. At 12:35, it'll be in Greeley, and then it'll depart from there at 1 o'clock.
I want to stand by a railroad track and see it.
What time tomorrow again? Down at Union Station. I'm trying to draw up some plans here for Jamie.
Tomorrow's like, I think there's a private party or something.
There's a private party on Tuesday, which they'll be getting ready for on Monday, like at evening.
Today is Monday.
Tonight.
So tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Yeah.
You can watch it drive from Stroudsburg to wherever Monroe Street crossing is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm on it.
For Big Boy.
See all that steam.
Yeah. I mean, you really don't know about this train?
No, never heard of it.
Really?
Until I saw the report this morning, Dan DeRue down there with his giant stick.
Yeah.
We were even talking about it at paintball practice yesterday.
See? Yeah.
Someone just randomly brought it up.
It's a big deal, that Big Boy.
Yeah, especially at paintball.
I mean, it's a million pounds. A million pounds.
I've not heard of Big Boy.
And steam pushes it.
Right, where does it originate from? I mean, where does it stay all year round?
At the Big Boy. At the Big Boy thing.
Holding facility.
But until this event.
At the Big Boy garage.
It says that they were built specifically for the Union Pacific Railroad and then they went out of service. A lot of them are still residing at museums.
But what I'm saying is before this event that's happening
museum.
In Denver, had you ever heard of it before?
Yeah, of course.
I'd never heard of this Big Boy.
I have.
I have not. No.
Yeah.
I believe it's really old. Because I remember,
well,
I feel like
steam it is.
I feel like my grandfather and I like stood by a railroad track and watched it go by.
It Big does boy. Say they were built in the mid-1900s.
Yeah.
1940s, and they served in World War II.
Because my grandfather was a train enthusiast, like he loved trains. I feel like we watched it go by when I was little, and we put like pennies on the track and stuff.
If you're a big fan of trains... Big Boy's coming to town.
It's cool.
It does look pretty sweet.
Right? I'm not crazy. You're crazy.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.